So I don't know where Wes is. So this is Dr. Benjamin Lee. Ben's actually Canadian, but we love him anyway because we love Canadians. And I've known Ben about 6 years. He's a physicist in the solar cell group at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory. Ben's also multilingual, well-traveled, and always gives me new things to think about in our Bible study together. So, there you are, Dr. Lee.
All right. Thanks very much, Lynn. So as Lynn said, I work at the National Renewable Energy Lab, or NREL, on solar energy, specifically solar cells. My training from my undergrad and PhD is as a physicist. And today, but I won't really be talking very much about my technical work specifically, but about cross-cultural missions working as a scientist. So as it happens in the U.S., going to the nations is particularly easy because you don't necessarily have to go anywhere. Well, the reality is that people are coming here from all around the world, coming to North America. That's what my parents did as well. Particularly for science and engineering, that's the case with many international students in graduate programs, sometimes in undergraduate programs. In a number of universities, that fraction is over 50%. Depends on the university, but it's actually very high. And the same way with engineering and science workplaces are often highly international as an absolute measure and also relative to other workplaces. This was my experience at my undergrad at Caltech, doing my PhD work at Harvard and in Boston in general, and also now as a scientist at NREL. Another scripture that I really like on this whole subject kind of focuses on the idea of being an ambassador. So in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. This idea resonates a lot with me. Right here, right now, anywhere we are, we're representatives of Christ and of the kingdom of God, his kingdom, in whatever nation, whatever community, whatever workplace, whatever situation, family situation, whatnot, that we happen to be in. So there's no need to be going elsewhere because he came here and he put us wherever we are. So, perfect. This talk in general is not a particularly academic talk, but hopefully my practical experience, limited though it is, will be helpful and encouraging and so forth. As I was finishing my PhD, I liked my PhD a lot. I liked what I did and I liked the people I worked with. But I got pretty burned out, to be honest. A lot of people do, I think, get quite tired by the time they're done or finishing their PhD. So I knew I really needed a time of rest, and I was figuring out what I wanted to do after all of that as well. At the same time, I had a long-held desire in my heart to go to India because of friends from there and just a general interest in the culture and in the place. That all worked out through a series of circumstances, and I ended up going to Mumbai or Bombay and teaching at a university there for the first half of the year 2009. And this is my class at IIT Bombay, or the Indian Institute of Technology in Bombay. So mainly undergraduates, senior level undergraduates, a couple of master's students there as well. Top rate students, brilliant students. I would say there's definitely a fraction of them that are significantly more intelligent than I am. Anyway, I taught semiconductor device physics while I was there, and I used a lot of what I learned, of course, throughout my own studies, and particularly I highlighted some of the advanced stuff I did as a PhD student on lasers in this course as well. So it was exciting for them. They learned a lot. Forced quantum mechanics down their throat. No. Anyway, but... It was a good time. I really love teaching, and having this opportunity reconfirmed that for myself as well. I also got the chance to mentor a few more students more in detail, more thoroughly, more personally, that I got closer with and hung out with a bit more. So we had all kinds of different discussions, whether about career, about science, and also about faith. And Just throughout that time, half a year that I was there, I got involved a bit with a campus fellowship, Indian equivalent of, I guess, InterVarsity. And that was with a bunch of students and staff, faculty, and I was, of course, with a local church as well. And those times were just very encouraging, just mutually encouraging, to be encouraged by their faith and their boldness in faith, often in a situation where the Christianity is not at all even close to a predominant religion, of course, in that area. Another friendship that developed, or actually has continued to develop over the past 6 years since then, is with the guy in the back here in the white shirt. His name is Manoj, ends in a J. He always likes to call me Benj, because, well, yeah, there we go. We got to know each other. He has a church. I didn't actually go to his church because his church only operates in Marathi, which is the local language, which I don't know. I actually don't know Hindi either, except for a few things. But anyway, he has a church, also an orphanage, and he also does an outreach to an education program and a feeding program to kids who their moms live in and work in a red light district. So anyway, I've really enjoyed our friendship and just being able to support him a bit as well. Here's some of the kids I got to know. They're really cute and funny at the orphanage that he runs. And I went there on one occasion together with a friend of mine, Toby from Germany, who happens to be an exchange student also at that university, who came to church with me sometimes as well. Another time that I went back to India to visit Manoj. Here's another photo, just kids dancing around. The whole experience was and still continues to be a tremendous blessing for me, partly because all of these experiences and getting to know people and getting to use my abilities in teaching and so forth, and partly because of the challenge, I think, that one frequently experiences when one steps outside one's comfort zone and tries something new and different because God, you feel God has called you into it. And in particular, just being there, had a lot of different conversations with people about Holy Spirit and gifts of the Spirit, which was something that I was up to that point more skeptical about for various reasons. But I didn't want to completely discount what I was hearing about healing or about other things. So that's this whole getting to know the third person of the Trinity and some of the things that can happen has been a part of my journey ever since that point. Maybe with a little bit of a scientific attitude of testing and verifying, not just believing outright. But anyway, I've experienced a number of things I never thought I would. Moving on, so after India, I came back to North America, and I got a job at NREL in Colorado, working on solar energy. So a bit of a change from lasers and the stuff I did as a PhD, but actually it's not all that different. Still light, optics, semiconductor devices. Anyhow, I enjoy it a lot. I enjoy my work a lot. Feels hopefully useful. So, of course, so, you know, the photo with Lynn is obligatory. No, well, so we got to know each other through a Bible study at NREL. Now, Lynn is a very powerful and persuasive personality, as we all know, and I love her. And she made me an offer I couldn't refuse, which was to get involved with ASA, which has helped me as far as integrating at an even more work in faith and science and faith, thinking about things and living them out too. This is actually a photo from us when we were at a Creation Care conference, a sustainability and renewable energy that we did at a local church. We also did one of these, or different group of us, but another group of us did one at the Visitor Center, Education Center at NREL. And then Ken Turian, who's past president of the ASA, he threw me under the bus once. Well, actually, I'm just joking, but what happens is he really likes apologetics, and he has a lot of friends and relationships with people who are atheists, and he's a member of a member of different meetup groups actually that are run by atheists and skeptics. One of these groups, I think the Secular Humanist Club of Denver, they have a speaker series, and one of their speakers dropped out and they needed a replacement at the last minute, so I got shoved into that. So I gave the same talk on creation care and sustainability and renewable energy. So actually very, very kind crowd. I got a lot of questions, at least on the science end of things, and it was real well received, so good. As from reading the New Testament, I guess I get the impression that Jesus likes parties. I happen to as well. Hanging out with different friends and so forth. I just threw in this picture. I think we were making dumplings. So hanging out with people from work, from church, all kinds of different backgrounds and countries, and all kinds of cool conversations and just through friendships. So we were eating dumplings there. Actually, one person from work that Lynn and I both know joined the Bible study we have at work for a while, who comes from a different background. She's Chinese with a Buddhist background, but just very interested in Jesus. And I don't know entirely where that'll go, but that's just cool, I guess. Another thing that God called me into in the past number of years in Colorado was working with refugees. Because, of course, there's a large number of people who come to the U.S. or who are resettled from other countries. In this case, this is the Dembélé's family originally from Mauritania. We spent some time in Mali as well. And a bunch of people from me and a bunch of people from church, plus some people that I pulled in from work who were also interested in doing this. And we did things like ESL, so English as a second language, and our intro to American life, which is a little bit odd. I mean, you get a lot of that through TV too, I guess, or not really. Help with different problems that came along. They got bed bugs once, which really sucked. Doctor's visits, playing games, and so forth. So that was about a year-long time that we were hanging out with them. Although I went back and visited several times after that, too. There's another group of friends that I made from Burma, Lertapa's family. I actually learned a lot from the Burmese or Karen ethnicity refugees that I got to know through my church. They're actually Christians from an ethnic minority kind of along the Burma-Thai border. Or now they're along the Burma-Thai border because the Burmese army has been trying to push them off. They've been heavily persecuted, not really for their faith, but the government wants to take over their land, essentially, and take the resources there. So just stories of people fleeing in the jungle with nothing to avoid the armies coming and burning villages and just shooting people and so forth. Well, the wife of their pastor was once asked to just speak briefly to our church, and this was kind of the sobering moment where she noted that Americans are often worried, and she prayed that we wouldn't worry so much, which, yeah. So, I like this artwork, and I like prayer, so that's why this is up here. I got fairly involved with prayer at my church. I think this was partly out of my interest to really connect with God, connect with the Holy Spirit, just from my experiences all the way back in India. Tent making, okay. So normally I think this slide should have been earlier, but things are out of order in this presentation, and deliberately, because I think things are often out of order in life too. Sometimes we have an experience before we understand it, or in the scientific world, it's not always that theory precedes the experiment, or it just kind of, things kind of just build together in some way. Anyway, so many people in the Bible had jobs of all kinds, which God ended up using for ministry. Give some examples there. Jesus is a good example, I think, because, of course, a lot of his parables end up having building-related things in them. So Paul had some in-demand skills with making tents. I think it's pretty clear that scientists and engineers also have very in-demand skills that are easily translatable to other cultural and national contexts, more so than, say, like law or a whole bunch of other fields. Medicine, obviously, as well, but I guess what I'm talking about is not specifically like relief work or, it's more like working in a normal situation that's not normally thought of, particularly missionally. But the reasons people get into tent making are varied, I think. It can be necessity. Certainly there are some countries where it's very hard to get a visa, a missionary type visa, or those don't exist. Closed countries, Muslim countries, etc. And there's also value to not being a financial burden on a sending church or sending missionary organization. Just being financially self-sufficient can support a family. I didn't have to support a family, but this is certainly a part of it too. Credibility. So, of course, Paul writes that missionaries have a right to support, but he himself foregoes it to establish greater credibility and trust with the people he's trying to tell about Jesus. Let's see, the last two, integrated identity. I think this is always good not to separate. I mean, that's the whole kind of ASA thing, right? To integrate our identities. So, and of course, work is part of God's plan and view for us, and can certainly advance his kingdom. There's all kinds of resources available on it. Yes, Lynn. Oh, 5 minutes. Thanks. Yeah, there's all kinds of resources available on it, online and also books. And the Global Scholars Group was actually in the exhibit hall, so I didn't work with them, but they're a good group. So 5 minutes. But I was ended up being sent to Germany by NREL to work with a research lab there on a collaborative project. Actually, I've been also really looking forward to doing that at some point and preparing, basically since I got back from India, again, interested in it because of friends and because of interest in the culture. And there's, like everyone knows, there's excellent engineering and science research there, particularly actually on renewable energy, solar energy. So I learned German through a combination of coursework, had a speaking partner, reading the Bible is actually an interesting, useful technique, and TV programs, or internet video programs. I was in Freiburg in the southwest of Germany in the Black Forest area, with the Black Forest cake, Black Forest ham. Yeah. Anyway, so this is a photo from a worship night organized by a house of prayer there, in Germany, Gebetshaus, organized by actually the local people, of course. And this is in a big Catholic cathedral. It's full of people, full of an interdenominational crowd, evangelicals, mainline Lutherans, Catholics, and lots of young people, lots of university students. So God's definitely doing something, actually. I ended up getting fairly involved with this house of prayer just because I like prayer, and it became one of my greatest joys, spending weekly time doing worship and prayer there. They were really welcoming, too. They were just like, yeah, go for it. So it's great. Some of my colleagues, so Johannes on the right, I work the most closely with him. He's a graduate student, and the main project I worked on was with him, and Florian over there in the green. He was an undergrad, a mentee of mine as well. This is okay. As always, I hang out with a fairly international crowd. This time we were celebrating the victory of Germany in the World Cup soccer, so this was one of the highlights of being there. Part of, actually, the really thing that really I love is international fellowship of believers, which I had there with people from Kenya, Netherlands, Indonesia, Korea, India, Honduras, Eritrea, Germany, of course. U.S. as well, I have to say. Canada for me, I guess. Whatever. Okay, here's another dumpling party. I did want to say that one of my good friends there, originally from India, she started attending like a Bible study group out of desire for fellowship, not necessarily, I think even now, necessarily identifying herself as Christian, but I just saw a lot of growth in her and just getting closer to Jesus. And she actually started going to the house of prayer very frequently too, which I thought was really cool. So, of course, you always meet people twice. That's what, and there's 2 minutes left. But you always meet people multiple times, as the Germans say. And I met my friend Pastor Manoj from India again, in Germany, kind of as a coincidence. He was invited by a couple different churches across Europe to preach, and he was doing fundraising as well. Here we're making a spicy Indian dinner for a family, a pastor's family, who was hosting him in Bavaria. So, also got involved with refugees again while I was there. So this is a Christian ministry where they play with the kids, do different lessons. They actually do lessons based on Bible stories. A majority of the kids come from Muslim backgrounds, actually. And the ministry is very upfront that they're a Christian ministry, that they do stuff based off of faith. But the parents actually, just trust this group a lot because of the relationships that they built up and just the effect on the kids. So they let them do whatever. There aren't too many boys in this picture, but all the boys want to try to learn Kung Fu from me because I'm Asian and I'm obviously knowing Kung Fu. I don't, but for kids that small, I can carry it off. So we're about to end here. But let me show you some of the scientific work that I did. Now, this is, of course, not my actual scientific work, but a model, a chocolate-based model of a solar cell with contacts and a rear optical reflector. Anyway, this was a going-away surprise from some of my colleagues. They're very German. Anyway, they're funny sometimes. But they were really happy with me, so I'm glad. One last point. This is actually what I'm going to end on. So this is my name, actually, in Chinese, the name that my grandfather gave me. So it's Guo Chang, Mandarin, or Guo Ke, Cantonese. That's my mother tongue. I never liked it. The reason is it means strong country. And a strong country, he gave it to me because he wanted to think of my ancestry, to think of China. Well, that's good. I mean, I'm happy about my ancestry, but it's just too patriotic. And growing up in Canada, I consider myself Canadian, so never really liked this name. When I was in Germany, I ended up having a conversation with a young woman named Coretta, which is a very unusual name for a German person, so Coretta. And asked her about her name, and turns out her parents gave her this name because they had a lot of respect for Martin Luther King and Coretta Scott King. So that was really cool, I thought. And I started explaining my name, and in that moment, God just revealed something to me. So this is translated as strong country. It's also translatable as strong kingdom. And God spoke to me in that moment about his kingdom, the kingdom of God, and that's where my true citizenship is, which maybe is a rather obvious concept, but nonetheless, sometimes one really has to know that again in one's heart, and that was a moment in which I did that. And so this name is now actually beautiful and treasured for me. And so as a citizen and a an ambassador, going back to the beginning of that presentation, an ambassador of that kingdom. To have that identity is a good thing, and we all have that identity. So,
yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, so let's see, English, Cantonese, German, French, a little bit of Mandarin. I learned Latin, but that's not a language you speak, so, yeah.
Also Canadian.
Also Canadian and American, yes, it's true. Not really. But.
One more question, comment? Okay, Paul?
I can just share that Ben and I had a little conversation the other day, and I just, you know, we have a lot of common interests in terms of economic development for low-income people, and with his insights, his background, his travel around the world, this is kind of anthropology, cultural anthropology, and that knowledge that you gain from those experiences can be leveraged in various ways as we try to kind of come up with tools and methods and products that can help with development. That's gotten, at my age, that practical application has become more interesting to me because there's still billions of people that need basic help in concepts like that. So, and Bill's going to be
coming. Yeah, that leads right into Bill. So, yeah. Ben, thank you again very much.